You're listening to SBS News.
Denmark's Social Democratic Prime Minister, Mette Frederiksen, narrowly won Tuesday's general election.
Vi er et parti for hele Danmark.
I'm so unbelievably happy and proud. We Social Democrats have done our best election in more than 20 years. We are a party for the whole of Denmark. We are a party for all of those who live in the country, in the towns, and those who live in the big cities. We are the only true people's party in Denmark. But to be that, there are obligations and that responsibility. We want, and I want to do everything to live up to that. Thousands of thanks.
Gør alt, hvad vi kan for at leve op til. Tusind tak for jeres tillid.
But a day later, Ms. Frederiksen decided to step down, along with her Social Democratic government, in a bid to build a coalition across the political middle. Ms. Frederiksen's announcement came after a dramatic vote count in which the centre-left bloc that has backed her since 2019 retained its majority in parliament by a single seat. Morten Hoyer, director of communications with the Confederation of Danish Industry, explains why Ms. Frederiksen resigned.
Well, she had a very good election for the Social Democratic Party, but unfortunately she does not have the necessary mandates behind her. So she resigned and told the Queen that she maybe seeks a new mandate to form a new government.
In theory, the 44-year-old Social Democratic leader could have stayed in power as head of a minority government, but she said she would stick to promises she made to form a wider governing coalition, disappointing former partners who wanted her to continue to govern with support from the centre-left. But Mr. Hoyer says anything can happen with Denmark's 12 political parties.
If foreigners look at us, they all think we're insane, but 12 parties that have to form some kind of majority, and I think the way that the election went, and there is this centre-left majority, I think Mette Frederiksen will probably make a new government again. But you know, it's Danish politics, it's 12 parties, still a lot of things can happen.
Ms. Frederiksen will remain as Prime Minister in a caretaking capacity until a new government is formed. Mr. Hoyer believes Ms. Frederiksen can still become Prime Minister under the new government she aims to form.
I think that Mette Frederiksen has a fair chance to become Prime Minister again. She kind of had a very good election.
On Tuesday, the Social Democrats won 28% of the vote, or 50 seats in the 179-member Danish parliament. Exit polls and early results had suggested the centre-left parties together would not gather the 90 seats needed for a majority. They were one seat short until the very end of the ballot count when the decisive seat flipped. Finance Minister Nicolai Wammen says other parties should take notice of the election result and make a cooperative effort to form a stable government.
Now the Danes have spoken, and I hope that the other parties will take stock of this election result and that everyone will get into a constructive mood so that we hopefully can make a broad coalition government. That would be the best for them. It is our aim to make a government with both centre-left and centre-right parties because Denmark is challenged, like most of Europe, by very high inflation, the highest in 40 years. But also, of course, with Russia's terrible war in Ukraine and other issues, it is time, in our view, to make a broad coalition government.
Ms. Frederiksen called the election last month amid fallout from her government's contentious decision to cull millions of minks as a pandemic response measure. The cull and chilling images of mass graves of minks have haunted Ms. Frederiksen since 2020 and eventually led to cracks in the centre-left bloc. For Danish voters, many will wait and see what happens, as 24-year-old petrol station employee Marcus Otto explains.
Oh, for me, it wasn't the best day, but the democracy have talked, and that's what we are going with. My everyday life wouldn't be affected that much, but we'll see what happens, because she can make a lot of changes in no time. We have seen that before, so we'll see.
It is expected that Queen Margrethe II will ask Ms. Frederiksen to lead talks in the formation of the new coalition. Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.